Utz min arla. The only difference, the only thing different is arla. Uklayin. That dinyan of arla, when you grow it, your fruit tree, or you graft it, start anew, the first 3 years you can't eat its fruit, or else klayin, planting klayin, klaya kerim, putting vegetables near the vineyards, that's also even chutzlarts. We'll see in the Gemara how you know it from. Zalachal Mashim Yisina, you're also Medivar Yisayfrim, we'll see in the Gemara. Rav Yelez Vavayna Afachadish. This did not eat grains that grew from the beginning of the year until the second day of Pesach, until Tez Zayin Ben Issa, when they bring the Korban Omer, that's the Issa Chodesh, that they can't eat the new grains that grow that year. So Rav Lezer says it also applies. We'll see in the Gemara, what does he mean it also applies? Does it apply in Chutz Laretz or not? We'll see in the Gemara. So first thing Gemara goes to explain, my Teluya or my Shein Teluya. What does the Mishnah mean to say that a mitzvah that has to do with the land and does not have to do with the land? Elaine, if you want to tell me, Teluya means Tichsiv Bo Bia. If the Torah says by that mitzvah the word Bia, as if to say coming into Eretz Yisrael, then the mitzvah is only Noig in Eretz Yisrael. But Shein Teluya means the like Siv Bo Bia. And it clearly means that the Torah does not write the word Bia, Vayachem, Vahaya Kibiacha. If it does not say the word of coming into Eretz Yisrael, then it's not even a Chutzlaretz. So Gemara says that can't be. The Arei Tfilin, there's a mitzvah of Tfilin. Upeta Chamor, the mitzvah you have a Chamor, the firstborn to be Papoidrit. The Echsiv, the Pasuk says, the Echsiv Behen Bia. The Torah says Bia. It says a Lashon of Kiyaviacha. It says, "Ki savayu ki yibiyacha." It says in the parsha Tefillin also these words. If so, and we know v'noigim bein boritz bein v'chutzlaritz, we know that the mitzvah Tefillin is noig even the chutzlaritz. So you can't say it depends upon if the Torah uses the word be or not. So therefore, the Gemara says, "Amar Rav Yehuda hochikama." Now this is what the Mishnah means to say: Kol mitzvah shi chayvas haguf. Any mitzvah that's upon the person himself, the chiv is upon the person, it has to do with you, then laheg is bein boritz, bein b'chutz laretz. That mitzvah applies even in chutz laretz, like the mitzvah tefillin. Rel Shabbos, Abos Kechovim, Petach Amor, Mila, Royis, all the mitzvahs that have to do with the person himself, for sure those mitzvahs apply even though you are living outside Eretz Yisrael. But Chayvas karka, a mitzvah that has to do with something that grows off the ground, then we say in the Hegas Elaborates. It only applies to the karka of Eretz Yisrael, like Trumas, Maisrois, Leket, Shuchopeya, Shriyas, Chodesh, Olo, Klayim. That's what the Mishnah means. That these in Yonim, as a Chayvas karka, they only apply in Eretz Yisrael. Chutz, the only exclusion is Orlo and Klayim. Yeah. Now the Gemara says, Nohanimili. How do we know this? That a chayvus haguf applies all over, and a chayvus hakarka only applies in Eretz Yisrael. So Gemara says that the Tana Rabbanu wrote in a brayse like this. The pasuk says, "Eila hachukim v'yamishpotim ashatishmru lasois boritz." That's what the pasuk says. So we darshin "Eila hachukim" means "Eila hamidroshes." These are the different droshes we make. "V'hamishpotim elo hadinim." These are the laws. "Ashatishmru." What does "ashatishmru" means? Zumishna. That means you should learn. In other words, in order to be able to do the mitzvahs, you first have to learn how to do the mitzvahs. Shotishmur means zu mishnah, to learn the halachas, to learn the Torah. Then lasois means zu maisa, that you should do the mitzvahs. In other words, you're supposed to learn amanas lasos in order to be able to do them. Then the pasuk says boritz in the Eretz. So yochel, I would have thought to say kol ha-mitzvahs kulon lo yehei noigim elo boritz. The chur from this pasuk that says boritz, it's mashma that all the mitzvahs only apply when you're in Eretz Yisrael itself. That's what I would have thought to say. So Talmud Loima, that's where the end of the pasuk says no. The end of the pasuk says, kol hayomim, asher atem chayim al hadama. So kol hayomim is mashma all the time you're alive, mashma whether you're in Eretz Yisrael or outside Eretz Yisrael, still you have to do the mitzvahs. So Mari is, I kol hayomim yochu yeinoigim bein boros bein mechutz loretz. Maybe if so, all the mitzvahs of the Torah apply to chutz laretz also. On this note, Talmud Loim at the beginning of the pasuk says, Boretz, that there are, of course, certain mitzvahs that only apply in Eretz Yisrael itself. So the question is, Acha Shuribu HaKosif. At the end, the pasuk says, Kol HaYomim Mashmo, your lifetime, no matter where you are, you have mitzvahs. Omiyat, and the beginning of the pasuk says, Boretz, that there are certain mitzvahs that only apply in Eretz Yisrael itself. So how do we know? So, let's go and learn Mimah Shama Binyan. what the next pasuk talks about. In other words, again, the end of this pasuk is marba that the mitzvahs apply all over, even the chutz lorets. And then the next pasuk explains like what type of a mitzvah. The next pasuk talks about abe ta'avdun es kol ha'makoymus asher avdu sham, that you're supposed to go and destroy out any type of an avodah zarah that they worshipped. So if so, ma avodas kechovim, just like this mitzvah or the avera not to be able to avodah zarah, which is miyuchodus. It has to do with the person himself. You yourself are not supposed to worship Avodah Zarah, but you're supposed to go and destroy them. Therefore, v'neheg is bein boretz bein mechutz loretz. Therefore, the pasuk before says, kol hayomim, that such a mitzvah like this is noig all over, whether in Eretz Yisrael or outside Eretz Yisrael. Is av kol shichay v'saguf, any other mitzvah like this, like Avodah Zarah, that has to do with the person himself, it starts out the chayv is upon you, is noheg is bein boretz bein mechutz loretz. Such a mitzvah applies whether you're in Eretz Yisrael or outside Eretz Yisrael. So then when the pasuk says boretz, which is mashma only in Eretz Yisrael, what is that going on? Therefore, that has to be going on mitzvah tratoli bekarka. Now, the Mishnah says, chutz min orlo v'yaklayim. Orlo, if you grow a new tree, so the first 3 years, even here in America, you're not allowed to eat the fruits. And the klayim, if you have grapes growing, you're not allowed to put vegetables, zeroyim, next to it. These two isurim apply even in chutz lorets. And then the end of the Mishnah said that the machlokes that your blessed says, af ha-chodesh, the mitzvah chodesh, not eat the new grains until the second day of Pesach, applies also. So Gemara says, Iboilu, I have a question like this. Rabbi Eliezer, lekula polig, is he more mekel? That means to say that Tanakama says that it applies in chutz lorets. And your blessed is saying, no, af means chodesh has a loch like the first ones that only is in Eretz Yisrael and not in chutz lorets. Or else, no, maybe he's the one that's being machmer Rebbe Eliezer and saying that chodesh applies even in chutz lorets. And l'chur, the difference should be is, do we paskin like it or not? Like l'chur, a machlekes Tanakama and Rebbe Eliezer, we should paskin like the Tanakama. So the question is, what does the Tanakama hold? So it's like this. L'chum repolig. Is Rabbi Eliezer the one that's the machmir? And then Vachikoma, this is what we mean to say. That Vachikoma Tanakama, you know what the Tanakama meant to say? That chutz min ha'orlo o min ha'klayim, tehilchasa gemirilo. That these two things apply even to chutz loretz. That afagav the ikula meima, even though really we should have said that chayvas karki, this halacha that your fruit trees, the first 3 years you can't eat the fruits, that's a chayvas makarka that has to do with something growing out of your ground. So I would have thought to say that it only applies in Eretz Yisrael. So that's what the Tanakhama says, no, that Oral and Klein will soon see how we learn it out, but these two things apply even to Chutz Loretz. So, Avol Chodesh, but the Tanakhama says, but this Indian of the new grains, the wheat, the barley that grow, that you can't eat it until you bring the Korban Omer, until it comes the second day of Pesach, I would tell you, Boritzin, it only applies this sister in Eretz Yisrael, but Chutz Loretz lay. But it does not apply in the chutz lorets. Here in America, there would be no issa chodesh. You're allowed to eat the grain as soon as it grows. Whatever time it is, you could use it. That's what the Tanakhama says. And my time, what's the reasoning? Moshe, when the Pasuk says Moshe by the parasha of chodesh, it says Moshe of living, it means li'acha yerusha of yeshiva. Moshe means, the Pasuk is coming to teach us that it applies only when the Yidden came into Eretz Yisrael after the first 14 years. The first 7 years they had war to conquer, and then the next 7 years they divided up the land. So la'acha yerusha v'yeshiva, after the first 14 years, that's when the mitzvah chodesh starts. Mashma. That's what's come to teach us. So this is the way that Tanakhama learned, that only Orla and Klayim apply in chutz lorets, but chodesh does not apply in chutz lorets. Now the also Rabbi Eliezer l'meima, Rabbi Eliezer comes to tell us that no, af chodesh noyeg vein boretz vein mechutz lorets. That Rabbi Eliezer is the machmir. He holds that this issa chodesh, not eat the new grain, applies even in America, even in chutz lorets. My time, what's his reasoning then? Because Moshe, when the pasuk says the word Moshev, by this Indian of chodesh, you know what it means? It means b'chol mokam shatem yeshvim. Any place that you're living on the world, you have this Indian of chodesh, that you're not allowed to eat the new grain that grows until tes zayin benisin. This is one way to learn. Oidilma, maybe no. Oidilma lakula polig. Maybe Rabbi Eliezer is going lakula. Vachikoma, this is what the Tanakhama means to say. Vachikoma Tanakhama. Chutz min orlo v'yaklayim. I tell you that all the mitzvahs of karka apply only in Eretz Yisrael, chutz, excluding orla and klayim. Te'echos ha-gemirla, these two things, we'll see, one at least, is Allah al-Mashem Yisinai, that orla applies even in chutz l'Eretz, and the Tanakam is and says, v'kol shekein chodosh, and for sure this Indian of chodosh also applies in America. It also applies in chutz l'Eretz. You know why? The Moshav, when the Pasuk says Moshav, it means Kol Mokam Shatem Yeshvim Mashma. Any place where you're living, even here in America, there's a mitzvah to have the mitzvah of Chodesh. So maybe that's what the Tanakham means to say. Now this Pshat Achur, that's where we should paskin then. That Chodesh is Noig in Chutz L'Eretz, Midiraisa. Now the author Rabbi Eliezer Lameimer, now this Pshat, now Rabbi Eliezer's come to argue and say no, that Chodesh Eina Noig Ela Boretz. That Chodesh only applies in Eretz Yisrael. And you know why? Because the Moshav, when the Pasuk says the word Moshav over here, by Chodosh, it means Li'acha Yerusha V'Yeshiva Mashma. It means after the 14 years that they conquered and divided up Eretz Yisrael, that's when you have this mitzvah of Chodosh. If so, Omai Af, what does Rebbe Lezer in the Mishnah mean to say, Rebbe Lezer Oimer Af HaChodosh, also Chodosh, where does it mean also? So Gemara says, Akamaisa. According to this pshat, af means goes back to the first part of the Mishnah. The first part of the Mishnah said, all the mitzvahs of chayves ha'akarka apply only in Eretz Yisrael. So Rebbe Lezer is saying, you should know, af ha'chodesh has that halacha also. Af chodesh, the yisra chodesh also only applies in Eretz Yisrael, but wheat that grows in America, you're allowed to eat it whenever you want, there's no din chodesh. So that's our sofik. In the Mishnah, who holds what? Does the Tanakam say Chodesh does apply, or it does not apply? Who's the one saying yes? Who's the one that's saying no? So Gemara says, Toshima, come in here, I'll bring you a proof. The Yomar Abaya said that the man Tana, the Polagaled Rabbi Eliezer, in other words, who's the Tanakam? Who's the Tana that argues on Rabbi Eliezer? Now, Mishnah, who is the Tanakam? So Abaya says, Rabbi Yishmoel, he. The Tanakam is Rabbi Yishmoel. The Tanya would write like this, Lalamdecha. Rabbi Shmuel learns out from the parsha of Nesachim that Shekol Mokam Shenema by Moshav, by any mitzvah, when the Torah says the word Moshav, you know what Moshav means when they're living there. Eina Ela Liacha Yerusha B'Yeshiva. Divrei Rabbi Shmuel, this is Rabbi Shmuel's pshat. In other words, in the parsha of Nesachim, when the Torah says when you bring a korban with your korban, you're supposed to bring Nesachim. You're supposed to bring Yayin and a Mincha with it. So that the Torah gave this new mitzvah of Nesachim, Rabbi Shmuel says it only applies after Yerusha Yeshiva. After the first 14 years that they're in Eretz Yisrael, that's when you have the mitzvah to bring Nesachim. And it learns it out like whenever it says the word Moshav, it means this. It means Le'acha Yerusha Yeshiva. So this is Rabbi Shmuel's chat. So Abaye says that's our Tanakam Rosh in our Mishnah. In other words, Abaye is learning that the Tanakam is the one that says Moshav means in Eretz Yisrael only after the first 14 years. So the Tanakam says Chodesh applies only in Eretz Yisrael. And then Rebbe Lezer is the one that's arguing the Chumran. He also knows Af HaChodesh applies even in Chutz L'Eretz. Because then Rebbe Lezer dashens the Moshav means B'chol Moshav Seichem. But the Tanakam Adashins know Moshav means living in Eretz Yisrael, and the Chiddush is, what living? Only after the first 14 years. On this, the Bryce over there says, Omolo Rabbi Kiva asked the question back to Rabbi Shmuel, Harei Shabbos, we know a mitzvah of Shabbos, Shenem Aboy Moshavos, it says the word Moshavos by Shabbos, is a B'chol Moshvoseichem, Moshvar Reish. Now it says another Psha, it says B'chol Moshvoseichem, by Emerald Akanim, Gabi Madis, so it says the word Moshavos by Shabbos. And we know the neheg is bein boritz, the bein b'chutz l'aretz. We know that we know the mitzvah Shabbos here in America. So that's the Kiva's kasha back to Rabbi Shmuel. You want to say wherever it says the word Moshavos, it means only in Eretz Yisrael. It says the word Moshavos by Shabbos. So Rabbi Shmuel answers back. His first answer is Shabbos. You can't ask the question from because that's the kal v'chayma, the kal v'chayma that Shabbos should apply in American chutz l'aretz. I learned it out for the kal v'chayma. That ma mitzvah kalis, ma the regular plain mitzvahs, that is not so important, doesn't have a chiv misa to it. The heg is bein boretz by mechutz l'aretz, it's not given in a chutz l'aretz. Shabbos, chamira, the mitzvah Shabbos is so chamor, yekoifa kol atar kula, it's mechayv chayv misa, le'koshchein, isn't it for sure that this chumadika mitzvah Shabbos for sure applies to chutz l'aretz? So kids, so that's the machlekes Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva. But I call upon Abaya said, and the Gemara says, Midi Yom Abaya. Since Abaya just said that man Tana the polygle the Reb Lezer. Who's the Tana Kam? Who's the first Tana of our Mishnah? That's Rabbi Yishmael. Says so Shemamina, we see clearly from Abaya that Rabbi Eleza Luchumra polygle. That Rabbi Eleza is the one to say that Chodesh applies even in America. Now, there's the Tana Kam, Rabbi Shmuel says it says Moshav means only in Eretz Yisrael after the first 14 years. And then Rabbi Eleza is saying, Afa Chodesh, Chodesh also applies in America. Shemamina, that's the proof that Rabbi Eleza is the one that's Machmir. Tomorrow says, Michti, let's see now. Rabbi Yishmol Ahechikoi. Where is Rabbi Yishmol saying Ezekiel Aloko? On Nesochim, by the Pasha of Nesochim. By Nesochim it says this mitzvah, when you bring a korban, to bring a mincha, to bring a yain with it, so it says the word Moshav. So from there he's learning out to all over, it only applies after Yerusha of Yeshiva. Fred Gemara ben Nesochim,